Good morning, folks. It's time for Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show about political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Join us for a stimulating, thought-provoking discussion. You'll get the facts as we focus on the real challenges facing Arizonans. Good morning, folks. Joining us today on Democratic Perspective, Mike Cosentino sitting across from me. And in the studio this morning is Barbara Luttrell. She's a Sedona counselor. Today we're going to talk about local issues. And the local issue we're going to focus on is 89A and the long-running controversy about what to do to improve the safety of 89A. And Barbara's on one side of this issue. And we'd like to ask her to give us a quick objective rundown of what happened. We understand that first question, Barbara, really isn't getting involved in local politics the most miserable, terrible experience of your entire life? Don't you regret it? Isn't, you know, what was the philosopher, Mike, who said, you know, hell is other people? Isn't hell local politics?
Oh, wow. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning.
No, I actually enjoy this because I think it's, number one, I think it's important, and number two, I'm learning a tremendous amount. And so Sedona is a great place, and it's a great place to serve. So, yes, I'm enjoying it.
So give us a rundown on this issue, because I was thinking like Medicare issue, things started out fairly simple and you it was clear, and now things have gotten muddier and muddier and muddier, and we've had a long process of over a year on this. So give us a rundown, make it fair and objective. And
sure. Yeah. We have actually, this has been going on since 2006, when the city council at that time asked ADOT to help improve safety on 89A. ADOT came back a year later and said, we're going to install continuous roadway lighting. The community said, we don't want continuous roadway lighting, and most of our accidents are during the day. We want other safety measures. When the new council took over in May of last year and told ADOT we wanted to work with them on other measures for safety, not continuous roadway lighting, ADOT said, if you don't want continuous roadway lights, then think about a route transfer. Take ownership of your road, and then you can do what you want, and we'll work on you. We'll work with you on a package. And so ADOT did a proposal to us of $15.5 million, which included $10.6 million up front, as well as about almost $5 million in projects. And the city council voted in February to go through with the route transfer and to accept the package.
I went to the meeting. It was an extremely generous offer. I thought you guys or the guys working for the city had negotiated extremely good deal with ADOT.
They did. They went, our city manager and group took it from $9 million as an offer up to $15.5 million. And when we made that decision, a small group of people in town opposed the decision and began the referendum process, which only needs 380 or so signatures, and so they did get more than was required. And so now we have an election on November 8th where the public in Sedona, registered voters, will be able to vote yes on the referendum 410. It's Proposition 410. Vote yes to support the city council's decision for a route transfer, or vote no and overturn the city council's decision, in which case ADOT would continue to own the road and put in 108 continuous lights.
108 lights. That's up from the original proposal of 72 lights, right?
Yes, the original proposal was 76. This is 108 going from Dry Creek Road to Airport Road. Add to that the 28 traffic, the lights around traffic areas, not the traffic lights themselves, but just at the signalized intersections.
So are people afraid to take back the route? Mike was saying earlier, you know, I mean, I'm from a small town in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Route 66 goes right through it. We, you know, our little town in Oklahoma owns the route when
what
it goes
are you
through.
Afraid of? Why would Sedona be afraid of owning it? Well, you know, especially if they're, what a great deal. They're giving you all this money. So I don't get the fear of you know, when you can control everything. You can have you know, decide on the lights, the safety islands. You can beautify it. You can do all sorts of things. You can antique it. You can make it downtown Scottsdale. You can make it whatever you want. And you can fight over that. And that's something worth fighting over. But with basic safety issues, doesn't seem
exactly
worth fighting over. Now, before we go on, what is 411?
411 is another proposition. 410 is the proposition to either support or overturn council's decision.
Okay.
Proposition 411 says, or is an initiative, not a referendum.
All right.
It's an initiative that says no council in the future can negotiate with ADOT to take back a part of the highway. Now, the initiative has to go through, and so if it passes or fails, whatever. The reality is it's unconstitutional because we as a council were not able to take this to a city vote before we made the decision.
I see.
So the fact that an initiative has been put through, the act is really not constitutional. We don't, as a city council, have that authority.
Arizona has so many rules and laws eliminating reducing the power of cities to control their own destinies. It's a big surprise to me.
So 410, yes or no on 410 either confirms or denies the council's decision.
Correct.
411 is really kind of a little more on the other side, on the negative side. It seems once again, another issue of fear-mongering. There's been all kinds of things that come out against the ownership of the route transfer, as we're calling it. And it just seems like just another demonstration of how bad can we scare people with all sorts of issues.
This is America,
exactly.
You know. We were the optimistic guys, and now we're the fearful guys.
Owning a road.
Right. You really hit it on.
What's the money issue?
Well, the money issue.
Is that where the fear is coming from? Is the money issue?
Well, the money issue is coming from the fear by the people who would rather have the lights. So there is the organization, Let the People Vote on 89A, that actually is talking a lot about the fact that we're going to end up causing a city property tax in order to pay for this. We're cutting city services, that it's going to cost $60 to $80 million over the next 20 years in order to take care of the road. Now, before I was involved in making the decision, because keep in mind, I'm speaking for myself, not for council or staff.
Yes, that's true.
My own opinion is that we did a deep analysis of the financials of this, and our city manager came out clearly and said this was a workable financial package, that this is what cities do. And there are lots of cities around Arizona that have taken back their roads, and no one has offered to give them back to ADOT. Sedona took back Uptown, and no one is standing in line saying, we want to give it back to ADOT.
Right.
It allowed us to do things Uptown in parking and other areas that could not have been done that
way. You did improve Uptown, I must say.
Yes, and we still have to resolve the traffic issue, but that's because we're such a great tourist destination. But the fear that's out there is that we're going to do a city property tax. Now, keep in mind, in order to have a city property tax, the voters have to vote for it. And it's not required. There is a plan when you look ahead as to how we can continue to pay for the road. Now, assuming that ADOT gives us a similarly good package when we reopen negotiations, that can see us through the next 15 years very well.
Let's make clear, Barbara, what can happen. In other words, if the people reaffirm the city council's decision,
yes,
that will reopen negotiations with ADOT, there's a possibility of actually us getting control of the road. It's not just stopping this referendum.
That's correct. If people vote yes on the referendum, then city council and staff will go back in negotiations with ADOT, hopefully starting from where we left off because that was halted by the referendum. And we know ADOT wants to give the road to Sedona, as they do throughout Arizona with local streets. And so we know they're anxious to do it, which is why on their website right now, it indicates that they are not going to award any contracts related to 89A until after the local referendum, particularly concerning the lights.
Is the ballot, is it going to be entirely mail-in?
Yes, it's a mail-in ballot. It should be. The pamphlet will be received by people around the 27th of September, telling them the arguments for and against. By October 18th or 20th, the ballots will arrive, and they have to be sent back by November 8th.
So it's a lot closer than the 2 months. I saw a headline in the paper, 2 months, but actually the ballots are going to arrive in a fairly short time.
Yes.
Folks will have a time to reflect on them. Do you like the pamphlet that's going along with it? Will it explain clearly what the decisions are?
Yes. I think the pamphlet will clearly indicate the arguments for and against the take back of 89A. And, you know, it's really important for people to read all of this so that they get facts.
Yeah. Barbara Littrell, counselor for Sedona here, is speaking for herself. And, once again, is there something in Sedona ordinances that prevents you from just say, hey, we're going to pass a tax and pay for this, or just to make sure we have some money for this? So there's something that says you have to go to the voters for a tax?
Yes, in order to do a property tax. I think that's in Arizona. In order for a city to levy a property tax, it has to be levied by a vote of the people. But keep in mind that in 16 years, Sedona finishes our $6 million a year debt service on the sewer. That money becomes available to the general fund. We also have several million dollars per year accruing to the general fund from the wastewater treatment plant now beginning, or the wastewater system beginning to become more self-sustaining. And so over the last year, last couple of years, fiscal management of the city has been to set us up for the future with new revenue streams, better revenue streams. And we're showing over $1 million surplus this year. It's actually over $1.5 million in this fiscal year.
Congratulations.
You know,
all the crackpot economics I heard a few years ago when people were running about Sedona going broke and not having enough money and stuff. And I look at Sedona, it's just going to have more tourists. There's just going to be more sales. Now, there can be some ups and downs in that curve, but that curve is going up. Sedona is getting more and more famous worldwide. More and more people will come. Once the Great Recession is over, you're going to have the problem is going to be dealing with as many people.
This is not a plan where you do everything all at once. We have to do some short-term projects for safety improvement, and then we can look at the long-term design of 89.
Barbara, you guys have a website. You have a website.
We do.
So go ahead and give it.
www.voiceofchoice489a.com.
Voiceofchoice489a.com.
Then on Thursday of this week, Democrats of the Red Rocks is going to be having a program. They're going to discuss the 89A issue. They're going to discuss the fire board recall. And they're going to discuss the various different levels of redistricting.
Now, both sides have been invited, but only one side showing up.
We were hoping we'll get more of the other side. But, yes, everybody's been invited. I'll be chairing the meeting. I can assure people on other sides that if they've been to our forums, we treat everybody fairly. I've told them I promised them personally we won't throw rocks at them or anything. So that's on Thursday morning, 8 o'clock. There's a fee that covers the breakfast and gratuity. It's at the old Sedona Bar and Grill. You can check the Democrats of the Red Rock website for more information about that.
And you can get this stuff all these shows are on www.vvid.org. Vvid.org. We cover a lot of material here. Barbara gave us a lot of info.
Barbara's our first sort of talking about really local Sedona.
That's true.
A lot of people who come on the internet are from all over the country. Next week, we're going to be talking about jobs, income, and good jobs. Mike's going to be on vacation. Bill Timmerman will be joining us. The next week, we're going to talk about money in politics, these vast amounts of money pouring in very discreet, I guess is the kindest way to say it, into politics. We'll be talking about money and politics. October 3rd, Ann Kirkpatrick is going to be here. She's going to be in the studio. We're going to be talking to Ann. Then October 17th, we have Aral Grijalva is going to be speaking. Alan Grayson's on the list. Richardson's a little harder to get. We're going to have Andre Cherney. If you liked hearing to Andre Cherney, we're going to have him again. We're going to have Professor Luis Fernandez. And we're going to – Mike and I are going to do a recap of our first 6 months on Democratic.
We do cover a lot of content here, so I think a little review might be – we've been doing this since April, so let's
– You can re-listen to all the broadcasts, including this one, on the BVID.org website. Thanks for being with us. Thanks, Barbara,
Thank
for coming
you.
In and telling us about 89A.
There's so many. The issue has gotten so muddy. You really helped us clearing it up. Thank you.
It had gotten really complicated and muddy. I thank you very much.
You've been
been listening to Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show focusing on the political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Catch us every Monday morning after the 8 o'clock news, right here on AM 780 KAZM. It's beautiful out there, folks. Have a great day.